Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
About the staple with us right now, he of the Athletic, who predicted last week. And I'm not going to get on you here, Arthur, if it is, because I'm not an Islander fan. See, if Evan was here, okay, he's an Islander fan, he might be aggravated with you that you said 80-20 that Tavares was coming back. I will not, as a Ranger fan, I will not be aggravated with you. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe. That's very kind. I'm sure Evan can have me back when he's on in a few weeks, and he can whip me then. So I'll be prepared.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, really, seriously, but I got to say this. I feel for the Islander fan. And looking at this in hindsight, you know, shouldn't the Islanders have at least tried to trade him, knowing that there was the possibility that they were going to lose him for nothing when all was said and done?
You would think, you know, last summer when he told Scott Malkin, the principal owner, that he wasn't interested in signing an extension. He wanted to see what was going to happen, you know, see the season play out, see what was going to happen with the arena, all the different things with the Islanders, that would be the first red flag for ownership and say, okay, you know, we want to keep this guy, but we also have to protect ourselves. And instead they went all in on him and said, whatever you want, John. And this is the end result. So it's, you know, there's a lot of fingers to be pointed in this situation, and I think it starts with the current ownership, that they let this one slip through their fingers because they were so invested in bringing him back. They didn't really see the big picture of needing to have something back for him in case this eventuality happened.
Did they sit down, Arthur, with him at all before this went down? I mean, did Lamoriello sit down with him? Did the owners sit down with him? I mean, you know, like as we got to this point, you know, before he signed with Toronto?
Sure, they were in there. They were the same day that the Leafs were in there last week. The Islanders were in there with Lamoriello, with Barry Trotz, it was Scott Malkin. Lamoriello had met with him before Lamoriello even officially took the Islanders' job 6 weeks ago. He sat down with Tavares in New York. So there was constant contact. And you know, Lou is as thorough a guy as has ever held a GM job, and it's hard to pin it on him because he came into the process so late, and clearly Tavares was already thinking about the what ifs and the, you know, the childhood dream, as he put it, of going home to play for. So you know, it's hard to put a lot of blame on the current administration in the Islanders front office.
Mm. And he left money on a table to go to Toronto as well.
He sure did. The Islanders' offer was better. San Jose's offer was better. I mean,
right.
Total money, the Islanders was the biggest one, but yeah, he, you know, I don't know exactly the final figure, but we're talking maybe 15, 20 million less than he took to go to Toronto.
All right. Well, Arthur, where do they go from here now? I mean, obviously we know about Lamoriello. We know about Trotz. Where does this organization, where does this franchise go from here now to get this team back where they need to be?
I mean, they're at a little bit of a crossroads here. They could go in one direction, which is the aggressive one, and say, look, you know, we need a star. We need a big player. We need to rebound from this. And Erik Karlsson is a guy who's being talked about on the trade front. They'd obviously need to get him signed because they couldn't go through this again next summer when his contract
right,
is up
right.
to trade assets
sure.
for him and then have him walk away. I think the fans would just, that would be it for them. But if you make that commitment, you're going in a pretty serious, we're going to win now and we're all invested right now. And they obviously need a goalie still. And you know, that I don't know if that's just getting Erik Karlsson for a lot of their young assets is really going to turn things around in the short term. But with the hires that they made with Lamoriello and Trotz, they don't seem like patience is going to be the way to go. They did great at the draft. They got some good young guys to add to the organization, but that's a couple of years down the road. So, you know, I think it's a big choice that Lamoriello has to make right now to mortgage some of the future to get back in the game right away, or take your lumps and maybe get a good lottery pick and figure it out again next summer.
All right, what about going for a goalie now? Well, where do they look to bring a world-class or, you know, a solid goalie in here?
Yeah, world-class might be, I mean,
right,
real high.
Right.
This free, you know, you saw the first day of free agency, a bunch of goalies changed hands, but none of them are really household names. And obviously Lamoriello felt like that wasn't the way to go. So obviously trade route is what's left. There's some guys out there, you know, whether it's a guy like Semyon Varlamov, who's been good but hurt by injuries in Colorado the last couple of years, or if you're aiming really high, a guy like Pekka Rinne in Nashville is getting to the end of his contract and is 35 years old, and maybe you can mm-hmm. convince Nashville to give him up. But yeah, they need somebody. You know, they only have Thomas Greiss under contract. They got a couple of young guys who are very unproven, and that was really the goal. Other than Tavares from day one for Lamoriello, was to put a good goalie in place, and you know, that fixes a lot of things, even with Tavares gone.
Talking to Arthur Staple of the Athletic, of course, a little hockey with him, and Tavares now leaving to go to Toronto. Let's look at the Rangers. Let's talk about them for a second here and what they're doing. Talk about, you know, whether they should trade Hayes or not. That's been discussed, what they should do with him. Obviously, they had three picks in the first round. We'll see how that all plays out. But what about where they are? They got the new coach in there now, David Quinn. Where are the Rangers right now in your mind, Arthur?
You know, they're committed to this process that they started at the trade deadline last year when they traded McDonough and they traded Nash and they traded JT Miller. It's impressive, I guess, in one respect, because it's not something you see from the Rangers. I don't think we've ever seen it where they just come right out and say, look, we got to start this process over. The way we tried before didn't bring us a Stanley Cup, so now we're committed to this path. And, you know, I'm sure Henrik Lundqvist, Quinn is on his way over to Sweden.
Right,
I'm sure he's not a very happy guy right now, but Henrik Lundqvist is as motivated a guy as anybody. And if he can put up a good year, that fixes a lot of things. It's, you know, and talking about the Islanders, that's the one thing they've been missing for so long. He's a good goalie that they can rely on. And the Rangers have that. They've got a bunch of young guys. You're going to see guys like Filippito, like Linus Anderson, get a lot of chances to get spots. You know, whether they decide to move Hayes or move Mika Zibanejad if they need to. You know, I think that it's everything that they do is going to be part of keeping things. You know, they didn't commit to anybody big in free agency like they've done in years past. They're not mortgaging the future. They're not in on Erik Karlsson. They want to do this thing the right way, and they're committed to it. And we'll see how long they can take that into the season if they start off really slow as well.
What's your thoughts on this coach? First of all, did you think Vigneault had to go? Let me ask you that. And number two, what do you think about Quinn?
You know, I think he's a good coach. You know, he's a guy who's paid his dues as an assistant at the NHL at the pro level, and an assistant and a head coach in the minors, and then a head coach at a pretty storied program at Boston University. And again, I think it's part of that process that the Rangers have not really done in past decades. If you think of the changes they made after Tom Rennie left, it was Tortorella, and then it was Vigneault. He's a proven coaches, big name coaches, guys with long pedigrees. You know, they want to have a guy who is used to dealing with young guys and, you know, the ins and outs and emotions of having guys trying to prove themselves in the NHL. It's just a different path for the Rangers. And I'm definitely curious to see how it goes and how patient Ranger fans will be with all this, because they're not yearly, you know, it's going to be a whole new world for them when the season gets underway.
Arthur, the one team in the area that actually made the playoffs last year was the Devils. They got the MVP of the league in Taylor Hall. How about them? I mean, they got, you know, they make the playoffs. They got bounced in the first round by the Tampa Bay Rangers. Where are they right now?
You know, I think they're in a good spot. I think if they're the Devils and you look and see, well, the Rangers are trying to retool. You don't want to call it rebuild, but whatever the Rangers are doing, and the Islanders just lost their cornerstone player. You got to feel good about where you are, not just in the area as far as hockey is concerned, but in that division. You know, Carolina is still kind of floundering around. We'll have to see. Washington lost their coach. Are they going to be able to be as good as they've been? Pittsburgh got bounced earlier than they had in the previous couple of years. So I think there's an opportunity there for the Devils. The concern for me is in goal for them. Is Corey Schneider going to be healthy enough? Is Keith Kincaid a guy who can carry them through the bulk of the regular season? Are they going to make a move there to kind of move one of those guys out and anoint a real number? As always with everything in the NHL before the season starts, it starts in goal for them. Obviously, Hall had an incredible breakthrough year, and they've got guys like Nico Hischier and Will Butcher, and you know, there's a lot of promise in that organization considering where they were a couple years ago, and Ray Shearer has done an amazing job.
You know, I want to go back again to Tavares again a second, because the more you think about it and the way it went down, it's almost like he knew all along he was going to Toronto. Do you believe that, Arthur?
I don't know, and I don't think people around him believe that either. And I think, you know, when I talk, whether it's you know, on our site or in interviews about responsibility for him, you know, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. When he asked last summer to not talk extension and not be traded, it doesn't necessarily have to, those wishes don't have to be honored. So that's more on ownership than him. But as the season goes on and he's the captain and he's saying things like, I know I've never thought about being anywhere else. I think that's genuine, but you also have to understand, you know, that it's a fragile fan base. He understands them very well. He's been around them a long time. They've been kicked around for years and years. And to say that stuff and then to get into the summer and say, huh, well, maybe I can have my childhood dream happen and have not hinted at it before. And then really the way that the last week went, it certainly seemed to me like it was the Islanders or the Leafs all the way along. And to kind of leave every, all those other teams wondering what was happening in the process and take it down to the wire and kind of hamstring the free agent trade market a little bit, very unlike him. And I'm not too sure that he would want to go through that again and handle it the way that he did.
What is the target date for Belmont? What are we looking at? Like how many years? 5 years? Is that what we're looking at?
2021-22. So three more seasons, splitting their time between Coliseum and Barclays. Although I get the sense that after this season, if they see that the Coliseum can handle the pro games and the players are happy with the behind the scenes stuff underneath the building, we'll see more games at the Coliseum. That was that was an interesting choice that they made to add the eight more games before Tavares mm-hmm. had announced anything mm-hmm. because Tavares and all the players would have loved to have played a whole season at the Coliseum before they get to Belmont. Nobody likes going to Brooklyn, and I'm sure even if he would never admit it was a factor, it certainly weighed in the back of his mind all this schlepping around and riding the train and all that stuff. It's not anything players want to do. They're all creatures of habit. They like to keep things, their routines tight and easy to handle, and this was definitely not that the last couple of years.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. This is a crazy question, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. Of the three metropolitan area teams, Arthur, who is the next one to win a Stanley Cup?
Oh, man. Well, I'm not trying to make Islander fans feel better, but I still think it's the Islanders.
Really?
Because
of Lamoriello?
Because of Lamoriello, because of Trotz, because of Matthew Barzal. There's moves to be made. There haven't been made yet, and I think fans are starting to get a little antsy with Lamoriello about this process that he's undertaken. And obviously Tavares, losing Tavares is a huge blow, but they've got cap room now. They can make a big move. If they can make a splash at goal, I think the foundation of that roster right now at the NHL level is comparable to the Devils. And really the way that they played last year is not the way you can be successful no matter who you've got on your roster. They had a 40 goal scorer in Andrew Lee. They had a rookie of the year. They had Tavares, and they were still one of the worst teams in the league defensively. So those things can still be right. Fixed even without Tavares. So I think if they can get things turned around, if even with Lamoriello and Trotz, I think they're a little bit closer than the other two.
Arthur, I appreciate it. Great stuff. Have a great 4th of July, okay?
Thanks. You too, Joe. Yeah. Done.
Be well. Arthur Staple of The Athletic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.